As part of the sessions, the two sides have been discussing how to better share information and law enforcement resources. This is the second such meeting between China and the U.S. governments. Professor Wang Baofu with China's National Defense University says better information sharing will not only help China take better advantage of U.S. intelligence assets, but will also allow the U.S. side benefit.
Though the American intelligence apparatus is powerful, it still needs support from all countries, including China. Judging from years of observing U.S. anti-terrorism efforts, U.S. intelligence is not all-knowing.
When it comes to specifics, the Chinese side is calling on the U.S. to once again understand and support China's position when it comes to the East Turkestan Islamic movement.This is a group Chinese authorities have identified operating out of Xinjiang, which is considered responsible for a series of terrorist attacks. Chinese terrorism expert Li Wei says the U.S. side has a vested interest in assisting in China's fight against the terrorist movement in Xinjiang.
Because the East Turkestan Islamic Movement and the Islamic State are becoming closer, it's believed a number of East Turkestan members have joined the fighting in Syria and Iraq. Although geographically it seems the Islamic State is more of a threat to Europe, its true target is the United States. So assisting China in the fight against the East Turkestan Movement not only helps China, it is also in line with the interests of the United States.
As part of this week's meeting in Beijing, the two sides have also reached anti-terrorism agreements connected to the Internet. Wang Baofu with the National Defense University notes online platforms have become one of the key ways terrorist groups now recruit, organize, and finance themselves. He says once again, China and the U.S. side have mutual interest in combating terrorism online.
The U.S. has a superiority in cyberspace, but China has the most of internet users in the world. There is mutual interest, as both sides can help one another deal with cyber terrorism threats and other issues connected to this. Terrorists tend to use the internet to finance their operations.Cooperation between China and the U.S. will help cut money laundering and the illegal financing of terrorism.
However, cooperation on terrorism between China and the U.S. does have its limits, with the Chinese side concerned about a U.S. double standard when addressing terrorism. Last month, Thai authorities repatriated more than 100 ethnic Uyghurs accused of illegally crossing into Thailand in an attempt to try to find passage to the Middle East.The U.S. government was critical of the repatriation of the group, suggesting it had concerns about human rights. Chinese observers have suggested this double standard will only hinder China-U.S. anti-terror cooperation in the future. For CRI, I'm Min Ray.